This is Cody Allen's podcast. This is Cody Cast.
Hi, Cody.
Gail King. Hey.
Hi, Cody. We just got off of TV.
I know. I've been loving you on the CBS Morning Show for years, and I watched this morning from your home studio, and so from one home studio to another. How's that life going?
I mean, it's such a different day. Yeah. I mean, I'm still trying to figure out. My commute is now 28 steps from my bedroom to my family room. And I know that because I counted it. 1, 2, 3, 4. Today, I think I did it, Cody, in 27. I was speeding.
Right.
But, you know, it's just it's a very different new normal for all of us. I think we're all trying to figure it out and all trying to navigate it. It's just a very scary time.
It really is. I want to talk more about that. But first, let's talk about something bright and fun, which is the special on Sunday. It's ACM Presents Our Country. And it's such a, I think it'll be a light for a lot of people when we really need it. And we're excited that you're hosting it. So how did it all come together? And tell me a little bit about what you're looking forward to most.
Well, let's just say I'm excited to be hosting it too. I found out about it yesterday, which means, you know, within the last, you know, couple of days, they've been working on this and they asked me if I would be willing to host it. Number one, I love, love, love country music. And anybody who knows me knows this. So when the CBS Muckety Muck says, you know, we've been shooting this thing, everybody's shooting it from their home. This is what's so cool, Cody. Yeah. Everybody shot their own stuff with their iPhones, their iPads, their computers,
right.
You know. Like for Brad Paisley, Kimberly did the makeup and was the camera person. Gwen Stefani, her brother, was the one that did the audio. And everybody just sort of pitched in, spouses, kids, everybody's. Lady A, they're singing in three different locations and their kids are climbing all over them doing the thing. It was, number one, it's so sweet. It just makes you smile. Oh, and Shania Twain. She's in her barn with her horse. There's a little horse that's sort of nuzzling her while she's playing.
Uh-huh.
But the thing to look at is watch the dog. The dog never moves. Like the dog is just kind of sitting there. Hey, I heard this song before. The dog doesn't, you know, I even say this in the special. Cody goes, that don't impress me, but I mean, the dog is just kind of sitting there like, okay, snoozing away while the horse is nuzzling her.
Uh-huh.
You can see the horse is very engaged. But what I liked about it is it's so real. Miranda Lambert is on her back porch. I don't know if it's back or front porch, but she's on her porch. She's singing.
Yeah.
And all of them said something, you know, before they did their song. Mm-hmm. They talked about how they're feeling or what they're doing. And I don't know. It's so good. And I'm not just saying it because it's CBS. It's just really, really good. And by the time I watched it again the next day. Because I said, well, what exactly did they say coming out of that bar? Oh, Blake and Gwen, their fireside in Oklahoma, singing that that duet that we all know, Nobody But You.
Yeah, yeah.
But this is what I think about country music and the people that do the music.
Yeah.
They are some of the nicest, truest, relatable people of in all of the entertainment areas. I really do believe this. They sincerely care.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying other people don't. But there's something different about country music people to me,
I think so too. And you know, I'm spoiled by it because I do it every day and I've been doing it for years now. So I don't even,
lucky you.
I don't even know what the other side is like.
I do.
Yeah.
And sometimes it ain't pretty.
Yeah. Right. Well, we've seen some of those interviews where it can go wrong.
I know.
Yeah. Well, I don't want to bring up R. Kelly here, but another story. Tell me, who in our world have you interviewed that you've been impressed by or become friends with?
Oh, you know, I think it's a new friendship with Blake and Gwen, I have to say.
Uh-huh.
I did them for the Grammy special.
Yeah.
You know, you meet people and you just hit it off, you know, and I really feel all of us really hit it off. Listen, Cody, they invited me to come to Oklahoma.
Right.
And I want to go. They didn't have to extend an invitation. They could have just ended it.
Right.
You know, but that happens a lot where you meet people and, you know, you connect. You know, I still stay in touch with Lizzo. I just got a thing last night from Billie Eilish and her mom because I felt that I had a nice bond with him, checking to see how are you doing. Don't you find this? A lot of people are now checking up on you more than ever before. And you're doing the same.
Yeah,
you know, people you might not have spoken to in years, you're checking up to see, how you doing? Are you okay? It's just, I'm finding a, and also I'm using FaceTime more. I wasn't a big FaceTimer. I would just pick up the phone and call.
Yeah, you want to see their faces.
FaceTime just seemed like a pain to me. Yeah.
I think it's also you're paying more attention to people. Like I walk my dog several times a day, and now I'm noticing people in the neighborhood. And yes, we're staying 6 feet apart, but we're waving to each other, and we're there's more of an emotional sort of bond, I think, with people again, a connection that maybe was missing before.
It's so true. Cody, what kind of dog do you have, and what is the name?
So I have a golden retriever, and
I've had those. Yes.
Oh yeah, such great dogs. I've had several over the years, and Teddy is a puppy still. He's 7 months old, so we're still kind of teaching and learning, and he's figuring out. You may hear him squealing every once in a while. He's upstairs right now. What dogs do you have?
Well, I've had dogs my whole life.
Yeah.
You know, I've had English Mastiffs. I've had Goldens. I've had St. Bernards. I like big dogs. I've had Cockers.
Me too. Yeah.
Right now, I don't have a dog, but, you know, my favorite son, favorite daughter called me the other day. They live in L.A. and said, you should think about fostering a dog. You know, my hours have been so crazy, and in New York, I don't have outdoor space in my apartment.
Right.
I thought, guys, there's just no way I could take it on. But they said, but it's temporary. And I'm actually thinking about that.
Yeah.
How would I be able to navigate that? Because as you know, dogs give you such unconditional love.
Yeah, and at this time, I think a lot of people need that, and I think we all need that.
Yes, everybody
comfort.
Needs it. Listen, we actually need that all the time.
Yeah, it's true.
We certainly need it now.
Yeah. So with the virus and with the news coverage and having to be perky in the morning in the midst of so much dismal stuff to share and the scary time that we're living in, and by the way, it probably was this weird balance before all of this because you've got bad news and yet you have to be a smiling face for people. What's that challenge like?
Well, you know, I never think, I know you said perky in the morning. I never feel I have to be perky anytime. You know,
okay.
I really don't, regardless of what the situation is. Mm-hmm. I find you just go on there and you just do, you tell the news. We certainly have feelings about it. And I always try to, it's not an effort for me to go on and just be me.
Yeah.
So sometimes if you're happy about something, I think it's okay to say. If you're not feeling so great, especially now, I think it's okay to acknowledge that because these numbers will take you out. You know, every day you get up and you keep hearing a higher number. And Dr. Fauci, who, don't we all love him, said, don't get discouraged by the numbers. And it's so hard not to get discouraged by the numbers. But I think what people need more than anything now is the information, Cody. They need the information and they need the fact. Somebody was calling. In the beginning, the president dismissed this as a Democratic hoax, or he said it's not really serious. You know, and now we see this stuff is very, very, very serious.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I think a lot of people did not take it seriously in the beginning. And now we all are. We're paying attention. What people need now are the facts. And the facts are social distancing, as hard as it is actually, they say, working. And yeah, we might have another 30 days. I'm curious to see if we'll even get back to normal in the month of May. I don't think so.
Yeah.
But you know, we are not close to being over this yet, and we have to take it seriously. So that's what I want to give people. I want people to know the facts. Every day I get up and say, what is the latest story? And in the middle of that, we hope we can give you some reason to smile. Mm-hmm. And that's what I think this special will do. That's why I'm excited about that.
When it comes to, you know, the relief valve we all have to have in our lives, getting away from the news or whatever, just relaxing. So where does Gail King go for that? What do you do? And what are you doing right now specifically? Because we're all sort of confined to our homes.
I know. And I'm I actually liked going to work and getting out to go to the studio, even though we went in and went back home. And I have my other job at the magazine, at the Oprah magazine. I'd go from that to that. So my day was pretty full. Now I'm sitting here, I get off the air at 9:05 Eastern time. And now, Cody, it's just me, myself, and I sitting here. I'm sick of me.
Yeah.
So
without the dog, I'd be the same way.
I know, without the dog, that's why I'm actually thinking about it.
Yeah.
We have, we do interviews now by Zoom, the Zoom. We do interviews by Zoom. We do our meetings by Zoom. We're looking at fashion layouts by Zoom. Everything is by Zoom. So, and even when I did the country music special, Our Country, that we're running, we shot all of the stand-ups here yesterday, and we just tried to go to different pockets of the house.
Yeah. It's nuts,
you
right?
know, to make it look a little different. Yeah.
I'm doing the radio show for my kitchen table right now, all the shows that I do for radio. And then I go upstairs. I do a TV show for CMT. And we've been filming that in my guest room, like a corner of the guest room. Because, you know, it's normal to have a bed and a camera in the same room, right? So,
Cody, for some of us, yes, that's weird.
It's a little strange.
Not my kind of party. Yeah.
So I've loved you for so long. I first fell in love, I think, like a lot of the country did, with the road trip with Oprah back in the day. I'll never forget.
I loved that trip. I thought that was so much fun. She didn't, but I did.
Well, how often do you talk to Oprah anymore? Is it every day?
Oh,
is
we
it...
talk every day.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, please tell her hi. I'd love to have her for a guest one day.
She's social distancing. Yep, she's in California.
Well, that's why we can do it by phone. See, maybe this is the right time. What's one thing that we might be surprised to know about Oprah?
Okay, do you know she doesn't like gum? Do you know that?
No, I didn't know that.
She doesn't like gum. If you ever go to Oprah's house, Cody, please don't walk in chewing gum. it comes from a childhood thing of hers. Mm-hmm. That's, you know, too long to explain, but it's a childhood memory for her that it's not good. So she hates gum. So everybody who's around her, you know, if you're chewing gum, you don't do it in front of her. And now I used to blow bubbles all the time. I've actually given that up. I did that in my 20s. Uh-huh. But she has a great like, I don't like buttons. Don't ask me why. I don't
buttons.
Know.
Uh-huh.
I don't like them. I try never to wear anything with buttons. So if you'll notice, anything I wear, watch. Anything I wear, I never have buttons unless they're covered. It's weird. I know it's weird. And she doesn't like gum. So that's something I'll bet you didn't know.
That is very interesting. As we wrap, you're such a great interviewer, and I've noticed over the years like how well you say things and how relaxed and yet prepared you are for every interview. So what tips have you picked up over the years, and what makes a really great interview for you?
What makes a good interview for me, I like it when it's always more of a conversation than a Q&A. Mm-hmm. You know that you're right, I do a lot of reading about whoever it is I'm talking to. So I can get some insight into how they do what they do or what they like doing, what they like talking about. And I also believe this, Cody, I believe any question can be asked. You just have to do it in the right place, the right tone, mm-hmm. With the right respect, because not everybody you're interviewing is going through good times. Sometimes it's awkward. Sometimes it's criminal. Sometimes it's something that's shameful. But I believe any question can be asked. And I never want anybody to feel uncomfortable when we're doing an interview, because I'm never trying to do a gotcha. I'm never trying to humiliate you. I'm always just trying to give you an opportunity to say whatever it is you want to say.
Yeah.
And when you do that, please know that, you know, it may be uncomfortable depending on what we're talking about. But at the end of the day, I just want you to be able to have a say and speak your truth, whatever that may be.
Gail, I really appreciate the time. Thank you for, I look forward to maybe one day meeting and hugging again. I mean,
yes, I know. Yeah. Cody, how much do we miss hugging?
It's unbelievable how I want to
hug
people. Like I said, from people in my neighborhood to like friends who've dropped off stuff at the door. I'm like, I want to hug you, but I can't. So
I know. You know what, Cody? It's so bad. I'm starting to miss people I don't even like. So I'm just thinking, okay. I'm even starting to miss them.
It's true.
but I also think we're all going to get through this. I really do. You know, it's very scary and the numbers are scary. But, you know, if we follow the advice, mm-hmm. I think that we'll be okay. But it is frightening. It is frightening. So I'm very mindful of that. When are you on? I want to find you on TV.
Well, I'm on every Saturday and Sunday morning. I host the like signature music show for CMT. So it's like we have interviews with stars and play videos and talk about the music and news segments on whatever's happening in country music. Obviously, there's been a lot of stuff in the past couple weeks coronavirus related. But that's on Saturday and Sunday mornings on CMT. And then the radio stuff I do every day. We have a really loyal audience that of about 200 radio stations. And then the podcast, of course, everybody has a podcast now. So we have one called Cody Cast that people can listen on demand anytime right there at cmtcody.com. So look me up.
Well, I'm going to tune it in. I hope you'll watch this special. And it's not me I want you to watch. I want you to watch the performances.
Yeah.
Tim McGraw doing Humble and Kind. Wait till you hear what Eric Church says, his message to people. It's so good. It's so good. It's so Kane Brown and John Legend, where Kane FaceTimes John Legend, and then they're on FaceTime and they're doing a song together back and forth. It's so good.
Man, I can't wait to see it. It's a Sunday night, 8, 7 Central on CBS. And I think, as you pointed out before, it's fun to see the stars in like their natural habitat.
And, that's exactly right.
And maybe it's a little voyeuristic as well. Like, it's been interesting to watch even Gayle King and like at your house and other people like do stuff from their homes. It makes you more connected to them somehow, seeing them in their homes.
Don't you find yourself looking in the background going, yeah, what's that on that counter?
Yeah. I was looking at
what's that on that wall?
I saw your photos this morning on the back credenza.
Oh, those are all my family.
Yeah,
photos.
Your family back there. So, hey, Gayle. Look forward to meeting you one day. Thank you again for the time.
Me too, Cody.
We'll spread all the word about the special. Y'all take care.
Yes, please do. Please do. Okay, see you later.
Thanks for listening to Cody Cast. Follow Cody right now at Cody Allen on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Hear Cody on hundreds of radio stations every day. And watch Cody on Hot 20 this weekend, Saturday and Sunday at 9 a.m., 8 Central on CMT. Bye for now.